Government come in and give him about, you couldn't buy equipment, everything was rationed and all, you know. So they put about, I don't know how many thousands of dollars worth of new ice making equipment up there. Put him in business. He just made a fortune off ice. Then after the war was over, well, they declared it surplus and he bought it outright for little or nothing.
Folks never raised much cotton around here, did they?
No.
Okay. What sort of problems would you have with types of undesirable grass or things that might grow in your fields?
You mean if you was planting a little garden?
Yeah, or anything like that.
Well, usually if you planted a garden, like I said, as far as the grass was concerned, you hold it out of the ducks, you know, leave a certain amount of grass out of the garden. But most of the time, like I said, you just got out there and done it the hard way with a hoe, you know, because the garden never was that big, you know. And them days, you couldn't afford to buy commercial fertilizer. You had to rely on your chicken fertilizer, you know, or your barnyard fertilizer. And consequently, we never really had that big of a garden, you know. It was just too much trouble for the yield, if you know what I mean. The land was too poor. You had to fight. You know, we'd have maybe a few.
You'd get a very big.
That's right. In other words, you farm around here, you earn it, whatever you grow. And we had a few tomato plants, you know what I mean. We'd put out a few shallots, green onions, you know. And they had they'd go turnips and cabbage and greens, you know. And some people would undertake to grow a little corn and a few pole beans or snap beans, you know, butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
But none of it on a real big scale, you know.
What sort of fences would you have?
Them days, a lot of people, you had picket fences.
Uh-huh.
And most of your...
Woven or nailed?
Nailed. Most of your fences around the houses were picket fence. Lumber was very cheap, you know. And they used picket fence. Now, of course, around the animals, such as that, it was too much trouble to maintain a picket fence, you know, unless you build it out of cypress, see?
Yeah.
So as a result of that, most of them, like I said, would salvage any kind of wire, you know. And
what was that tight fence that you'd always get your pants stuck on, you're trying to get over?
Barbed wire fence?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And did you ever make, like, what was the kind of fence you might put around the field? You know, zigzag and... Split rail.
Well, I've seen the split rail fences in my time, you know what I mean, but the only time that we had one time my mother, after she moved out there, she decided that she wanted a split rail fence around the front of the house, and we managed to get some timbers, you know, and split them and kind of staggered them, you know, for design, decoration, but that was too much trouble. And knocked it over.
Okay. Now, if you want to get a hen to start laying, what would you put maybe in her box to fool her? Did you ever have a...
Well, you had a nest egg that you put.
Okay.
And now, as far as the chicken,